Title: Lev 12 Arrangement Markers Masterclass for Jungle Rollers Intermediate. Alright, let's level up your jungle roller arrangements in Ableton Live 12, because here is the truth. Anyone can make an 8-bar loop that slaps. The difference between a loop and a credible, DJ-friendly roller is arrangement, and the fastest way to arrange without getting lost is to use arrangement markers, or locators, as your roadmap and your accountability system. In this session, we're building a full roller structure with a marker-based workflow that makes your track easier to finish, easier to revise, and way more fun to write. We are aiming at that classic jungle and DNB pocket around 174 BPM. By the end, you'll have a plan that looks like this: 32-bar intro, 64-bar first drop, 32-bar breakdown, 64-bar second drop, and a 16-bar outro. And you'll know exactly where the variations lie, instead of just hoping inspiration hits. Let's get set up. Step 0. Prep the project so markers actually help. Set your tempo to 174 BPM. If you're using break loops, do a quick warp sanity check. For most drum loops, Beats Warp Mode is a great starting point because it preserves the transients and keeps the roll crisp. If your break is smearing or flaming weirdly, fix that now, because bad warp equals bad groove and no marker system can save that. Now group your session so your timeline stays readable. Make four main groups: drums, bass, music or atmos, and effects or transitions. This is one of those future you will be grateful moves, especially when automation starts stacking up. Add two return tracks. Return A is a short reverb, something like 0.8 to 1.4 seconds decay, and high pass it so the low end doesn't wash out your mix. Return B is a dubby delay. Try an eighth note or dotted quarter vibe. Filter it so it sits behind the drums, and keep it ready for throws. The point of this is simple: arrangement gets way faster when your session is already mixable and organized. Locators work best when your project is tidy. Now step 1. Build an 8-bar gold loop. Before we place a single marker, we need the loop you'd actually be happy hearing for a full drop. Not perfect, but undeniably strong. Start with drums. You want a modern punchy kick and snare as the law of the groove. Snare on 2 and 4. Kick doing either a two-step or a stepping pattern that pushes the momentum. Then add an amen-style break layer for movement. And hats or shakers for constant energy, but don't let the highs tear your head off. On the drum processing side, keep it practical. A kick and snare bus with EQ8 into drum bus, then a little saturator soft clipping can get you that dense, confident punch. For the break bus, high pass it somewhere around 120 to 180 HC so it doesn't fight your kick and sub. Add a touch of saturation, maybe a gentle glue compressor grabbing only a dB or two. Now bass. Split rolls. You want a clean sub track, mono, stable, and a reese track that provides the mid-bass motion. That's the roller engine. Sub can be a sine or triangle following root notes. Reese can be detuned, chorused subtly, and moved with filtering or modulation. On sub, utility to force mono, EQ to keep it clean. On reese, auto filter for movement, saturator for attitude, EQ to shape it. Then loop those 8 bars and don't move on until it slaps. This is important. Arrangement is not a substitute for a weak loop. Arrangement is how you turn a strong loop into a record. Cool. Step 2. Create your marker blueprint, your DNB roadmap. Jump into arrangement view and decide roughly how long your track will be. 4 to 5 minutes is a normal target. Now we place locators. Here's a very workable roller structure with bar numbers you can steal. Bar 1. Intro DJ. Drums only. Bar 17. Intro lift, at break and atmos. Bar 33. Pre-drop. Tension. Bar 49. Drop 1. A section. Bar 81. A switch. Variation. Bar 113. Breakdown. Space. Bar 129. Build, riser and fills. Bar 145. Drop 2. B section. Heavier. Bar 177. Second switch or edits. Bar 209. Outro DJ, strip back. When you name these, don't just label them drop and break. Name them like a producer, not like a file manager. Function plus vibe is the move. For example, drop 1A, clean roll, or drop 2B, filthy reese. And here's an extra coach trick. Your locators should force a decision. A simple test: if you jump to a locator and solo just the drums or just the bass, you should immediately hear what that locator is about. Lift, space, switch, impact, choke, surprise. If you can't hear it, that locator is just decoration. If you like structured naming, use a format like section, then job, then one move. For example, pre, choke lows, drums HP, or A2, sparkle, ride in, or B3, Wait, Reese Drive plus 1.5. Now step 3. Block out sections with copy and paste, then deloopify. Take your 8-bar gold loop and paste it across the drop 1 region. So from bar 49 onward, fill out that 64-bar drop. Then duplicate that whole drop over to where drop 2 will live later. At this point your track will sound repetitive. That's not a failure, that's a workflow win. Because now you're going to use markers to decide exactly where variation happens instead of randomly changing stuff whenever you feel guilty that it's repeating. Step 4. Micro markers inside the drop. This is the secret sauce. Inside drop 1, add smaller locators every 8 or 16 bars. Think of them like checkpoints. A1, A2, A3, A4. For example, bars 49 to 65 is A1, 65 to 81 is A2, 81 to 97 is A3, 97 to 113 is A4. Now, at each micro marker, you make purposeful changes, not 10 changes. 1 to 3 meaningful moves. Here are fast drum variations that always work. Every 8 bars, add or remove one element. A rim shot, a ride, a ghost snare layer, a percussion tick. Every 16 bars, do one fill or edit. A half bar snare roll that tightens from 16ths into 30 seconds. A reverse break hit that sucks into the snare. A crash with a reverb tail that you caught right on the drop for that gate slam effect. And a super effective stuck device move. Put auto filter on your brake bus, and automate the cutoff to create contrast. You can leave it open in A1, then sweep down into A2 so it gets slightly darker, then open it again as you approach the next switch. You're creating motion and phrasing without adding new samples. That's how rollers stay hypnotic without getting stale. Also, think about negative fills. This is underrated. A fill doesn't have to add notes. Sometimes the sickest fill is removing energy for half a bar. Drop the hats right before a switch. Mute the Reese for 2 beats while the sub continues. Kill the ambience for 1 beat so the next hit feels enormous. Step 5. Build the intro like a DJ. Markers guide your mix points. IDNB intro is not a cinematic intro. It's a mixing tool. For bars 1 to 16, keep it drums focused. Kick, hats, minimal percussion. Keep bass out, or filter it high so there's no low-end conflict when a DJ brings it in. Add a tiny hook once or twice, like a stab or a vocal shot, but don't overplay it. At bar 17, your intro lift, bring in break tops, but high pass them around 150 to 200 Hz. Add a pad or Atmos, wide but subtle. Here's a clean tension automation move. Automate utility width on your music group from about 60% up to 120% over 8 bars. But keep your low-end mono. Wide subs are how you make a club system feel weak. Then your PRE drop from bar 33 to 48 is where you set up impact. You can remove the kick for 4 bars, or reduce it, to create that where did the floor go moment. Add a snare build, a riser, and do a couple of reverb throws on a stab into your short verb return. Classic jungle trick. Last bar before the drop, do a break edit into silence. Even a tiny vacuum right before bar 49 makes the drop feel twice as heavy. Step 6. Automate transitions at the markers. Don't freestyle it. Think of markers as automation anchors. At each major locator, automate only 3 to 5 key things. That limitation keeps you focused. Good targets. On bass, automate Reese filter opening into drops. In drop 2, increase saturator drive by a couple dB for extra bite. On drums, brighten the brake bus slightly later in the track with an EQ shelf, or push drum bus drive a tiny amount for perceived intensity. On Atmos and FX, ramp reverb sends, shape noise risers, and create little delay throws. On the master, be careful. Tiny utility gain moves can be okay, half a dB to a dB, but don't fake energy. Write better parts. Here's a question you should ask at every locator. What changes in the next 8 bars? If the answer is nothing, the marker just exposed the problem. And when you're refining transitions, use a locator loop. Set your loop brace from one locator to the next, like pre to drop, and rehearse that handoff 10 times while editing only that transition. Then commit and move on. This is how you stop polishing the loop forever and actually finish records. Step 7. Make drop 2 heavier, not just louder. Copy drop 1 into drop 2, then do intentional B section changes. The B section upgrade checklist looks like this. Change the Reese rhythm, maybe more syncopated or an octave move. Add a second break layer very quietly, just for texture. Add a ride cymbal or shuffled hat, high passed. Add a call and response stab every 4 bars so the groove feels like it's talking. If you want to dirty the Reese using stock tools, here's a solid chain. EQ8 to remove mud in the 200 to 350 region if needed. Saturator with analog clip. Soft clip on. Drive to taste. Chorus ensemble very subtle for width. Then utility after to keep the low end mono and control overall width. Auto filter for movement. And if you're in Live 12, Roar is a great option for Reese translation. Use it subtly. Use the built-in filtering so the fizz doesn't explode. And keep your sub clean on a separate track. Important rule. Distort the mids, not the subs. Also watch width discipline. The more hats and rides you add, the more you usually want to tame the Reese width so the top end doesn't turn into a smeary cloud. Step 8. Breakdown and rebuild. Bass is part of the role. At your breakdown marker, strip down hard. Atmos may be a vocal shot, maybe a filtered break, or even just a sub pulse. High pass filters are your friend here to thin everything out and reset the ear. Then your rebuild. Bring snare back first. Tease the bass quietly with filtering, add a riser, and write a one-bar drum fill into drop 2. A fun stock effects moment. Put hybrid reverb on a stab. Blend a short convolution with a plate tail. Automate the return upright into the drop, then cut it dead at the downbeat. That cut is what makes it feel explosive instead of washy. Step 9. The outro for DJs and a clean export. At the outro DJ marker, remove bass, keep drums and break texture, remove melodic hooks, and give a clean 16 bars of mixable material. This isn't just beating polite, it's also how your track gets played. Final housekeeping. Make sure your locators clearly include drop, break, and outro. If you ever export stems, do revisions, or make an alt mix, those markers are your best friend. Now, quick common mistakes to avoid. 1. Markers with no decisions. If nothing changes at a locator, it's not a system. It's a timeline decoration. 2. Too many new elements, not enough evolution. Rollers thrive on variation of core elements, edits, and automation. Not a new sound every 8 bars. 3. Breaks fighting the kick and snare. High pass breaks. Carve with EQ, control transient spikes. 4. Overwidening low end, keep sub mono, always. 5. Static drop energy. If nothing changes every 8 or 16 bars, listeners get fatigue, even if your sounds are great. Now some pro tips for darker, heavier DNB. Controlled clipping is your friend. Soft clip on drum and bass buses can give density, but you've got to watch low end headroom. Tension can come from filtering, not just risers. Try subtle auto-filter automation on the whole drums group in the pre-drop, like the room is closing in. This audio version is shortened for playback.